producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Leanne McAdoo, we're going to write an article about it probably tomorrow or tonight. The video is up on Infowars.com right now. Retired Lieutenant Colonel reveals secrets of the 28-page 9/11 report. CIA-trained intelligence officer confirms Infowars analysis that it's covering up for Saudi Arabia. That's a great headline, but it should probably be Insider confirms 9/11 report. Trying to get the exact headline. See, this broadcast is so transparent that we're actually here on air conducting this behind-the-scenes stuff live because there's no other way to do it. I mean, how do you take something that big and then put it into a headline that an insider who was on Capitol Hill, who's talked to the sources, confirmed that the 28-page report that's being redacted and suppressed confirms that Saudi Arabia was involved and our government knew. Insider reveals U.S. government covering up truth of 9/11 report? I don't know. I guess retired Lieutenant Colonel reveals secrets of 28-page 9/11 report is a pretty good headline. Look at these other articles. TSA demands to conduct full-body pat-down on man after his plane already landed. San Diego school police given mine-resistant military vehicle by Pentagon to police the school. ISIS threat to America, a farce. I don't know if I agree with that headline, but I do agree that it's a threat because they manufactured it, but then it becomes a real threat. That's a Kurt Nimmo article. I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to. I'm sure I agree with him. Kurt's a pretty smart fellow, but it's lurid propaganda campaign stampedes public into accepting another war. Well, that's certainly accurate. Let's go ahead and go back to Leanne McAdoo. Leanne, so you're going to go up and basically just, I guess, show the police state that's been set up since 9/11 that's pointed at cartoon characters, not at ISIS?
Exactly, but that's kind of the thing. We don't know if they are ISIS because they've all got masks on. That's the big problem there. They're allowed to wear masks, but people at the protests are not, because people that have their mind on freedom and liberty, they're terrorists. So we're actually out here now, and this police state is blatant all around us. It's got it all blocked off. And one of the things that's really upsetting to me, because here on the anniversary of 9/11, the things that have always brought me to tears are seeing men and women in uniform willing to sacrifice their lives for me. Now, granted, we know there are definitely some bad apples in the bunch, but there are some really
good. Well, still, there's the archetypal issue of the warriors defending us, and now they're not allowed in the ceremony, except for a few handpicked for television.
Well, the thing that was just so upsetting, Alex, is you see them, and they're just dressed in their finest suits today, and down this hallway, tucked in an alleyway outside of the ceremonial plaza, they have a tiny little section where the first responders are having their own ceremony. Right here, we tried to see if we could get a little bit of a signal there, and we weren't able to, but it was just so touching. They have all of the doors and the things that were destroyed there, a little bit of a wreckage, to just kind of give a ceremony for themselves. Why are the first responders, once again this year, not allowed inside the ceremony? They lost people that day as well.
Well, that's because there were nothing but a prop the whole time to sell the end of America, to sell the police state on the backs of their valiant efforts. That's why. And now they want to hide them like the World War I bonus marchers. They just want to shovel them into their political graves. That's what's happening. Leanne, I know you've got more reports coming on the nightly news, and I know you guys have got more breaking coming up, so we may be talking to you guys coming up in the fourth hour today, a special fourth hour that some stations carry. It will be live on PrisonPlanet.tv out of the new studio. Thank you so much, Leanne.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give the number out. I'll take your phone calls and get your take.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Lonely Sea, the Lonely Sea.
I'm going to open the phones up. I'd specifically like to hear from listeners because this is so open, so evil, so bizarre that I can't even figure out exactly what's going on. Al-Qaeda is double-crossing NATO and Obama and attacking Jordan and Kurdistan when they're not supposed to in the deal they have with the Pentagon. That right there, though, that our own government's been arming Al-Qaeda all over the Middle East for 4 years publicly, they should all be going to prison. But it's the attempt now to say we're going to fight the rebels by arming the rebels when 90%+ of the rebels, I was saying 65, Colonel Schaefer said, no, from classified documents, I can't say the exact number, it's way higher than that. And then I made some phone calls and things, and they say it's about 95%, which makes sense. I mean, that's who's out there fighting. That's what's on all the videos. That's who the groups are. That's what the Muslim Brotherhood is a front for them. Saudi Arabia is involved. And this is a big deal because if they let them establish a state, they will try to attack Western targets. And the establishment will then use that to take our freedoms. That's why this is such a big deal. 13 years later, on the anniversary of 9/11, on the eve of it, last night, Obama says, Islamic State is not Islamic. We will have no boots on the ground, but we're going to start bombing them wherever they are. That's an excuse to attack any country they want. In Africa, you name it, where these people, they funded and turned loose, are running around. That is such an evil, beyond Machiavellian strategy. And I don't see how they're going to get away with it. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This story is up on drudgereport.com. It originates from Infowars.com. Video, TSA demands to conduct full-body pat-down on man after his plane already landed. And I'll get to this in the fourth hour today, because I've got Jerome Corsi coming up at some of your phone calls. Dr. Corsi, who is the expert on what's happening and who predicted everything now unfolding. 2 years ago, he said Obama's funding some secret jihad takeover of the Middle East and Africa, and then he's going to use the attacks to take freedom here. And I was just like, man, this is just too much. Of course, he worked in the State Department and other classified areas. There's a lot more to Jerome Corsi than meets the eye. I'll just say that. We're going to be talking to him coming up to get his breakdown on all this. But I can just feel in my gut this is the start of something big. It's a proxy war against Russia, and I just don't want to destroy the planet. And even the London Telegraph has an article out today, the West faced the Russian wolf and the West backed down. I'm paraphrasing the headline, but I read it this morning. It's here on the stack. There it is. It's time to back away from the Russian wolf. Russia's President Vladimir Putin won't be thwarted by NATO or economic sanctions, and his aim of a neutral Ukraine is acceptable. And then it goes on to say we went and faced the wolf and had to back down. And here's that news today. Russia successfully tests nuclear missile, more planned, Navy chief, Reuters. AP, Russian gas supplies to Poland drop further. Deliveries have dropped through the pipes 45%. They sell the cheapest gas in the world. Western oil companies have openly said they want to cut off their gas because they could then gouge Europe. I mean, Russia's allowed to sell their gas, folks. Just like we're allowed to have coal power plants. Just like we're allowed to have businesses and have kids and raise them like we want. The globalists want to run everybody's life. They're as bad as it gets. They're the ones that run America, not the Russians. I would hate the Russians if they tried one-tenth of what the globalists do. Can you imagine if the Russians were trying to take our guns and open our borders and saying our kids didn't belong to us? Imagine if on Russian TV they were saying, kids belong to the state, not their parents, like MSNBC, in official promo. We go, man, those Russians are evil. Our leadership is a bunch of criminals. That's an understatement. Oh, sick of it. That's why people are starting to freak out. Russia is not going to back down, folks. It's not going to happen. The Russians are double stubborn, beyond a mule. You could call it the Russian Bubba effect. The more you push them, the more they dig in. They don't quit drinking vodka and don't get anything done until you mess with them. There's like an anthill comes out. They'll develop a bunch of secret weapons and stuff. Russians are smart, folks. They got very high IQs, some of the highest in the world. And the globalists just think they're like Syria or Iraq. They can just kick them around all day and try to overthrow them with George Soros, the Nazi collaborator. By the way, the Russians are scared of us. They know how crazy our leaders are. They are completely freaked out building bunkers. And again, I'm not lionizing the Russian predatory state. Oh, I got a bunch of other news. I want to go to your phone calls right now. There are no boots on the ground. There will be no boots on the ground when he ordered 1,000 sent there 2 weeks ago and 400, got AP right here, 475 today. Embedded with the rebels. No boots on the ground. You didn't build your business. Obamacare cuts your price. It's all lies. It's all lies. Bloomberg came out a few months ago and said, I'm the biggest Second Amendment supporter in the world. I don't want to take your guns. They banned guns in New York City. He wants a gun ban. They're liars. But I don't understand why they lie so much. What is the point of it? Why do we put up with it? They have a method to this to just shut us down, to condition us to where we'll put up with anything. They're getting us ready for something big. That's why I'm getting freaked out here. They're acting like they don't care how bad they are, that nothing can stop them. And I don't know if that's because they're crazy completely and out of their minds, like crazy people I've known in business and life, or whether they got some trick up their sleeve or both. I mean, it's just so dangerous, people. All the top analysts say the world is in the most dangerous position now it's ever been in. And you can feel it. Not just intellectually or militarily or geopolitically look at it. You can feel it. And it's because we got demons in charge. And it's a lot bigger than Obama. Let's go to Patrick in Kentucky. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hey, Patrick, I don't get any audio from you. You going to talk to us, brother?
Yeah, so I was going to talk about the GCHQ program. Squeaky Dolphin.
Yeah, that's the British version of the NSA. Yep.
Yep. And then in the NSA, they've got contact chaining where they can go three hops to see communications amongst people. So between those two programs, they can keep their – they can understand the
– They know the entire network of all the jihadi groups because they run most of them. Yes, yes. They know they could have stopped 9/11, all of this stuff. It's pure bull. Is that what you're getting at?
They also know the opinions of the general public. So if this seems like a flimsy case for war, they have their finger on the pulse of the planet, and they know exactly how to proceed, what messaging to use in order to achieve their end goals.
That's right. That's the key to the NSA Crystal Ball Palantir program. And I don't mean that in the Palantir NSA program itself, even though it's Palantir, the pun is intended. It's a literal Palantir. Because they can then practice their lies and see what's working, and it's the equivalent of missile guidance in a sidewinder versus a Welsh longbow for their lies. They now have the nuclear option of lies. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, exactly. They have when people talk about metadata and that they downplay that as it's not important, you can actually map out the interactions of people all over the planet. And you know exactly sentiment and opinions, likes, dislikes, all of that is aggregated, and it's available in simple dashboard formats so that executives can see exactly how their messaging is going, how people are reacting. And if it seems like this is a half-baked strategy, it might be because it is, because they just have to improvise and react to what their analysts tell them is the attitude.
I was about to say, just because 60% of the American people are in a coma doesn't mean they can start a nuclear war with Russia. It doesn't suspend the laws of physics. It doesn't mean that morally it will come out later that they funded Al-Qaeda. They're not going to get away with this new lie, and they lose more credibility each time they do this. So if they're looking at the algorithms currently, they can see the bigger algorithm that I can look at just analyzing it daily with my electrochemical computer between my ears and see that they're losing credibility. That's why I'm saying it's such a dangerous strategy. This is how I would destroy Western power. This is how I would bring down the West, what they're doing right now. Just openly losing the moral high ground, bleeding out in front of everyone. What do you think the grand strategy is? It's really in the end game. To take over the world using Western muscle, then demonize us in the process, bring us down for the formation of the world government on its ashes.
I think so. I would speculate a more concrete plan underneath that is that the petrodollar has to remain dominant. And so I think that's part of the end objectives here is to make sure that we don't lose the status of the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency. And that's why we're in bed with the Middle East, right? These people over there, that's our ticket to make sure that oil backs up the dollar since we got rid of the gold standard.
Yes, you're right. But then it's schizophrenic because they carry out policies that actually destroy the dollar. It's incredible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the water table, to our soils, to the atmosphere itself. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-642-64. Promo code GCN. 877-642-64. Promo code GCN.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
I wouldn't even call it being speechless. It's beyond that. When I start gibbering, Alex Jones here back live. Thanks for joining us. My brain just can't get around this because I'm informed on the basics that our government is so criminal that the borders are wide open, that citizens are being harassed when they get on airplanes, but the illegals can fly without IDs. It's clearly a criminal takeover. Anybody can see that. And even if people are awake, they just have this attitude of fatalism. What are you going to do about it? Let's just go along with it. But Thomas Jefferson said the level of tyranny you live under is the exact level you'll put up with. So you understand the sky is the limit because we don't have any limits. We'll put up with anything. And it's seen as abnormal to be freaked out about Obama just up there on TV lying at levels that make Bill Clinton look like a saint. It's just a wall of lies. How do you even respond to it? I see the grand strategy. It's just completely set the precedent where everything is turned upside down and 2 + 2 = 7. Just whatever they want it to. I know I keep talking about that and harping on it. It's because it's just, that's what it is. It's just we're here. It's such a joke. Everyone is in peril. We're all in danger. Richard in Arizona, you want to talk about Ebola, the Cali drought, and more. That's fine. I'm more than happy to do that. But I wanted to, when I opened the phones up, I don't really screen calls. But I said, I want to get your take on funding Al-Qaeda and Obama's speech. So really nobody even called in about that. But that's okay. Richard, you want to talk about Ebola? That's pretty darn important. It is becoming a really bad epidemic. Go ahead.
Sorry, Alex. I don't mean to be off topic here. I've been trying to reach you on this for a long time.
It's all right, brother. You're on the air. Go ahead. I just noticed nobody's calling in on it.
Thank you. I really appreciate you. And let me just say that I know you don't need more work to do, more to cover, but I have to mention two stories that are being totally covered up and ignored by all media that I've seen so far and that are really critical. Two topics. One is Ebola, and the thing about Ebola is that the government has already proven a substance that will kill it in their own studies, and they're not only covering it up, but they're blocking private shipments of this material to Africa. And it's clear that the reason they're doing that is so that the planned epidemic can run its course.
Well, I know that it's about 93% death if you don't get the right medical treatment. What, 50% is fatal, generally, from what I've read, if you don't get proper hospital attention. So there's a lot of things that mitigate it. Are you saying there's a cure for Ebola?
Not exactly. I want to be really precise. And then there's one other point I want to make real quick.
All right, well, since people don't know what it is, what is it? What is it?
Yeah. Their own study, the government did the study with 10 part per million nano-sized silver particles.
Oh, I knew that. Sure. I've seen the studies that that nano-silver and colloidal silver, period, has had a big effect on it. I mean, look, the old-timers put silver dollars in milk to keep it good down in the root cellar. People put silver dollars on babies' chests and stomachs when they were born. Everybody knows silver is an antibiotic and an antiviral, and you're absolutely right. What was your other point?
Yeah, this was done within the DOD department and totally silenced. And the other thing is the California drought, which threatens the lives of everybody in the country right now and is part of the overall war that Al-Qaeda is also part of, against humanity, that was entirely engineered, and I have detailed information on that.
Well, you should write an article about it. I mean, if people write articles with a bibliography, with proof, we'll publish them to InfoWars.com. Send them to Show Tips. Send them to writers at InfoWars.com. And our great people like Kurt Nemo and others will fact-check it. Kurt's really good about that. That's really where he excels, is proofreading other people's stories and approving them or not approving them. We'd love for you to point us in that direction. I'm aware of the studies on silver and Ebola and other issues, bacteria and viruses. I'm aware of all sorts of information on that front. And one reason they don't want to use things like silver on bacteria and viruses is because anybody can put out good silver, pretty much. So you don't get a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation vaccine out of that with Monsanto in a partnership. You don't get to vaccinate the world, make $100 billion over a decade on it, and then put Lord knows what as a Trojan horse on top of it. So send us the info, sir, or send us an email with leads, and we will look into it. We've got a great crew in there, like Kurt Nimmo and Mikhail Phelan and Adon Salazar and Kit Daniels and so many others that it's hard to even get to all the news they've put out. But I'm going to read some of those headlines when we come back from PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and then get Jerome Korsky on for about 15 minutes, then go back to your calls. Then the fourth hour from the new studios coming up live.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he's just got a PhD doctorate in economics, international relations, and has advised State Department, Pentagon, you name it, been involved in a lot of operations around the world. And he's always proven on so many issues, energy policy, banking policy, geopolitical operations, and breaking news and analysis that just continues to be incredibly accurate over the years. Dr. Jerome Korsky, on short notice, joins us. He also is one of the main writers and top researchers at WND.com, that's WorldNetDaily.com, which we now know has been declassified, released by the Clinton Library they tried to destroy when it was the Western Journalism Center and WND, because they believed it might, quote, give the people the idea that they could have a choice in media. Well, I think that genie's out of the bottle now. Doc, I've been following your articles at WND, and I got to say, we don't have the staff to do it, but I remember a year ago, 2 years ago, you were on here exposing Odinga, and I went and pulled those articles back up, but you were on the show getting all these hundreds of millions up to the Muslim Brotherhood. Now I talked to Colonel Schaefer, who met with the head of Egyptian intelligence, and was also meeting with Capitol Hill yesterday, where he and other former top experts on al-Qaeda, who fought al-Qaeda, he headed up the anti-al-Qaeda branch, wasn't allowed to kill bin Laden, as people know, in Operation Able Danger and Stratus Ivy. And he said, undoubtedly, he said 95%. But he said it's classified, but it's way over 65. And another source told me 95%, similar source, that a bunch of people briefed Congress yesterday. He was coming out of Congress when he told me this, that they know 90-plus percent is al-Qaeda and that this is actually the arming of al-Qaeda to overthrow Assad, basically, and that Assad's going to fight back. I don't know how Obama's going to try to spin all of this, and I don't know what the grand strategy could be. Take part of Iraq, take part of Syria, make an ISIS state. Saudi Arabia is involved. I mean, this is a very dangerous game. This has got to be 10 times crazier than anything I've ever seen another administration do. Am I wrong in saying that? Because you were saying there was an Obama strategy from all your sources around the world. You've been to Kenya, been to Egypt, all these places, that he might be really doing a caliphate double cross and actually trying to turn the world over to radical Islam in Saudi Arabia. And I thought that might be too far because it was so bold. But now it really appears like he wants cover for letting this group under the name ISIS take over Africa, the Middle East, you name it, and then I guess let them attack us and take our liberties. I mean, what is the grand strategy here, Dr. Jerome Corsi?
Well, I think, Alex, you're on to the right track. I mean, first of all, you've got to start with the Muslim Brotherhood and the fact that Obama, through the Arab Spring, really supported the destabilization of the Middle East, toppling Gaddafi, toppling Mubarak in Egypt, and knowing, I mean, I was writing at the time that the Muslim Brotherhood would take over, which they did. And the Muslim Brotherhood, remember, the fundamental here is Sunni Shiite. Muslim Brotherhood is Sunni, as is Saudi Arabia and Qatar, or however you want to say it, Sunni, and Obama is backing and has backed the rebels fighting Assad who are also Sunni. And in fact, those rebels fighting Assad are really interchangeable with ISIS, and they're interchangeable with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, that's what he said. He said clearly the Muslim Brotherhood is the front for al-Qaeda. They've just changed their name to ISIS to confuse everybody because it's making Obama look bad to be aiding them.
And in fact, it's the same. The Muslim Brotherhood, al-Qaeda, ISIS, these are all forms of the same group. It's Sunni. It's going against Assad, wants to establish with the funding of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, wants to establish a caliphate, a Sunni caliphate, very much like the Ottoman Empire going back, you know, centuries. This is what the goal is. And the ultimate enemy here is, first of all, Assad, because he's a friend of Iran, and Iran is a Shiite. And this is a Shiite-Sunni battle in which Obama has been trying since the Arab Spring to have the United States side with the Saudis, with the Sunnis, to defeat the Shiites and establish this caliphate in Iraq and Syria, and ultimately the entire Middle East and the entire world. I mean, that's the game plan here. And the lukewarm efforts to say we're going to do a little bit of bombing, which, you know, have very minimal chance of success against a group like ISIS, the way it's operating, well-funded Iraq oil money. We've now pulled out of Iraq in a way that, again, was against the advice of George W. Bush at the inappropriate time when, essentially, there is no army in Iraq that we could arm to fight against ISIS. And every military authority of any credibility or knowledge in the world understands that.
Well, the intel we've got is this is just some light bombing of a few little straggling groups, a few trucks, a few cars for PR, so Obama can then give hundreds of millions, if not billions, which the Republican leadership is green-lighting under Boehner today, directly to the so-called good rebels to overthrow Assad. So this is really taking public sentiment to take out IS or Al-Qaeda, or ISIL, as Obama calls it, take that support to go after these horrible people, and then go ahead and use it to destabilize and overthrow Assad. The Russians are going to see through that. Assad's going to see through that. What's going to happen if Assad shoots at our aircraft when they're flying over? This is really getting crazy.
Also, let's make it really clear to everybody that we're funding ISIS through the back door. In other words, supporting the Syrian rebels against Assad is supporting ISIS. And this goes back to the same thing we were doing with Ambassador Stevens in Libya when he first, even before Gaddafi was toppled, came in to Benghazi in a cargo ship and began a CIA operation of funding and providing arms to the rebels opposing Gaddafi, were the same Muslim Brotherhood groups that opposed Mubarak in Egypt and are now behind ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And Turkey's involved in this as well, because Chris Stevens, even the night he died, was having meetings with one of the Turkish ambassadors, and I'm convinced, as you know, we just published a book by Aaron Klein, that the entire background of the Benghazi situation was a fast and furious operation that the Obama administration was running in the Middle East to provide arms to this Syrian rebel army, which in effect is ISIS, and it was opposing Assad, and it was opposing Iran.
Well, the BBC had live feeds of them going into Tripoli and other areas when Gaddafi collapsed, waving flags and with signs in English saying, Syria's next. And now they're in Syria, they said Iraq's next, and the next they say Europe and the U.S. is next.
And never forget that Obama was raised a Sunni Muslim in Indonesia. He was raised a Sunni. That's what his stepfather was.
So what's the real intel? Was that a deep cover CIA deal with his mom? We know she was. Or is he really think he's the Grand Mahdi? And is there some kind of deal behind the scenes? Because I always thought that theory I've been hearing for 8 years was crazy since the start of his election. But now, I mean, my gosh, if that's not what's going on, it's a triple cross then at some level. You got his cousin through him arming the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow Egypt. You've got just... And he looked so emotional when he was up there talking last night about Muslims and stuff. I mean, if this is true, this is the ultimate double cross.
Remember, his brother in Kenya was accused by the Egyptian government of managing money for the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's, again, ties back to the Obama family. And I've said from the very
beginning. Wasn't it Odinga, too?
And Odinga, too. I mean, Odinga was involved in this as well. You know, you had the entire network. Remember Odinga, going back to Gaddafi, these were all, you know, Sunnis. But it's the radical Sunnis, the Muslim Brotherhood, the ISIS, the Al-Qaeda faction that Obama has really indirectly and under the table backed. That's the underlying story here. And
what's the grand plan?
Well, the grand plan is ultimately that Sunni Islam triumphs worldwide and defeats every other religion. That's been the plan since the time of, since the Prophet Muhammad died and the fight began between the Sunnis and the Shiites.
Why has Israel been going along with this? Because they got a deal with Saudi Arabia?
Well, Israel in the moment is really just surviving. It's got so many enemies and so many different fronts that for the moment, you know, the real enemy is Hamas, and it's being funded by Iran. And again, the Muslim Brotherhood is behind Hamas. So in a sense, the Sunnis and the ISIS divert some of the attention away from Israel. But at the same time, these are all extremely dangerous. You know, there's no way to make a deal with any of these forces. There's no good forces here. It's just understanding the conflict, understanding that Obama sides with the radical Sunnis. Because I've always said two things about Obama. His background looks like a CIA plant, and he said himself in Cairo he's experienced Islam on three continents. Obama was raised a Sunni, was raised a radical revolutionary Sunni. which is the ideology of the United States as the, you know, the grand devil, the imperialist nation. And Obama has had this agenda, and I've said it from the very beginning, to advance the cause of radical Sunni Islam, as exemplified by the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS, and ultimately Al-Qaeda. And we've largely pulled out now, such that this bombing that we're going to do is really, you know, pointless. If we really wanted to go after ISIS, when they were running through Iraq in columns on open desert roads, ISIS could have been easily devastated with serious attacks, not just one sortie.
Oh, they were given the weapons up front and allowed in to regroup and then give the pretext to go bomb them in Syria in a way of defeating them, but it's really going to be Assad. How is Obama going to try to flip this around then and start bombing Assad targets? Or will they use the so-called money to the non-radical rebels that'll really go towards fighting Assad on the ground?
As soon as you get an incident, as soon as we have a flyover, there's an attack. Remember, Obama's already tried this once. He accused Assad of using chemical weapons. This was a year ago. Obama was ramping up to attack Assad and support the Syrian rebels a year ago. And when we all exposed it, that in fact it was the rebels who were using the chemical weapons, it wasn't Assad, we embarrassed the Obama.
And it's not that we're for Assad, we just go tell the truth.
Truth, just the truth. I mean, the truth is we, the United States, is the origin of ISIS. And acknowledgeably, with the Saudis and Qatar, who we still continue to work with, both knowing that ISIS was being funded, we armed ISIS, not only with the weapons through Christopher Stevens and the CIA, but ISIS is operating now with all the military equipment that the United States provided that the Iraqi
army. Where do you expect this to go now? I mean, can the political establishment get away with this?
I just think you're going to either have a continuing. Obama's now gone out and given the speech last night, and he's told the American people he's going to, you know, go after ISIS. His strategy, all it's going to take is one more beheading by ISIS. And anyone who thinks that ISIS is going to be deterred for public relations reasons doesn't understand ISIS. They want to terrorize the world. They have every intention of continuing the beheadings. They'll do acts of terror if they can get away with it. They are going to do everything they can to provoke a fighting gun.
And what is Obama going to do when ISIS or ISIS sympathizers blow up a sports stadium when he had the border wide open? How are they going to get away with that? They're not.
This whole strategy is Obama is rapidly losing control of the entire strategy. Just like I said, when, you know, the Arab Spring, we were bound to lose control. We did. But look at now, where you've got a military government in Egypt. Obama did not back the military government. He has not come clean with the number of Muslim Brotherhood that have been criminally prosecuted in Egypt. We were withdrawing our aid from Egypt at a time when Russia was moving in and supporting Egypt. We're creating a vacuum here for Russia to move in and to be much more detrimental in their activity in the Middle East. But the United States right now is operating in a confused state where Obama is asking us to back the rebels who are, in fact, part of ISIS. So we're attacking ISIS while we're supporting ISIS. And that's not going to work.
That makes my head hurt.
It does. It's very confusing. But remember, it's very simple. If you go back and say Sunni versus Shiite, and what we're doing is ISIS and the rebels fighting Assad are both Sunni.
And again, if the Shiites were on the offensive, I would be against them. Clearly, the Shiites are not on the offensive right now. It's the Sunnis, just like it's the Sunnis on the offensive against Russia. And Russia, if it keeps getting pushed, this is what Colonel Schaefer said yesterday, is going to start moving in with their anti-tank aircraft and more troops into Syria. They are not going to let Assad fall and lose their only Mediterranean port.
And none of these forces in the Middle East right now are, there's no good guys in this mix, because the Shiites over in Iran have completely made a fool out of John Kerry in Geneva, and they are with abandon proceeding to develop nuclear weapons. We're doing nothing to stop them. And that's happening under the radar. Well, we're all worried about
this. ISIS sounds like the foreign policy the devil would come up with.
It certainly does. I mean, it is complete chaos. And as soon as Obama went in and toppled Gaddafi and Mubarak, he toppled two of the forces. Bad guys though they were holding stable regimes. Now that they're gone, Libya is dominated by al-Qaeda.
It sent the message for al-Qaeda to green light taking over everything.
Absolutely. And to do so under a whole variety of different names. You know, they're not just all calling themselves al-Qaeda anymore, but they are all operating in unison.
They all got black Wahhabist, radical Islam, Sunni flags. And it's all, and now they're one-upping each other on who can be the most radical. And I'm seeing a lot of young trendies. I said this first a few months ago, but now even Voice of America said it yesterday, that there's the cool factor in ISIS. And it makes me want to throw up.
It's the new uniform. It's the new cool. The black flag with the white circle. I mean, this is the new cool. And so they're
it's
all
like the new Che Guevara, one of my crew said.
Yeah, or it's, you know, a new baseball uniform. They're all running out. This is the uniform they all want to play under. But, you know, that'll change, too. I mean, once the caliphate is established, see, here you've also got the destruction of Iraq and Syria as nation states. That's done with. You know, there is no nation state in Iraq. There is nothing.
There's just one giant Islamic state run by crazy people.
And civil war going on. Sunni versus Shiite, all bad guys. And we are supporting the bad guys in the process.
And so there's the strategy, Balkanization, deindustrialization, and then use the new Muslim threat, the radical Muslim threat, to take over the West with a police state. We'll be right back.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
I broadcasting for an entire fourth special hour out of the new studio as you begin to segue over into the TV studio for the radio broadcast as well. Coming up in the next little segment, we're going to re-air some of those clips with Colonel Schaefer yesterday, dropping bombshell after bombshell. For me, the bigger issue here is that this is so openly evil. This is so openly a war crime. It's one thing if you're going to have different radical elements of Islam killing each other. It's sad, but it goes on. It's another thing for our government to be stirring it up, giving them the weapons, and then acting dumb, and we're going to ride in and deal with them when it's really about going after Assad, who's been fighting them for 4 years. It is just makes me really upset. I want to get final comments from Dr. Corsi. A few other articles that just broke on Infowars.com illustrating how the police state's not to keep us safe, but to keep us under the control of the system. DHS fines Americans $5,000 for crossing the border, but not illegals. This is documented. DHS will fine Americans $5,000. I've seen them out there writing people tickets in parks, drinking beer, the border patrolling people, but not stopping illegals walking right by them. I've shot video of it. DHS fines American, but nothing for illegals. $5,000 fine for crossing the border. DHS fines Americans $5,000 for crossing the border, but not illegals. So incredible. That's up on Infowars.com right now. Please don't forget, this entire transmission is listener supported. We sell the very best products out there. We have a new Molon Labe t-shirt out. The last one is our best seller. I designed it, came up with the design, the concept. The new design is out. And again, I developed it. It's even more powerful. With an American flag on the shoulder, special ops style, with these 300-style helmet, with the two Cross 50 caliber shells under it, with Molon Labe above, with InfoWars on the back, InfoWarsStore.com, and it's made in America. It's part of the Made in 1776.com label. So all your purchases fund our operation, whether it's the Oxy powder to flush out your guts, whether it's Supermel Vitality or the X2 Nation Iodine. Well, Dr. Corsi of WorldNetDaily.com, thank you for joining us on 9/11. Undoubtedly, these terror groups are not run by the West. I liken it to dumping black widows in your neighbor's bed. You don't command the black widows. You just put them in the way of your neighbor. Undoubtedly, there will be blowback. We will get attacked. And I don't see how the governing class won't end up going to prison when our borders are open and they funded this group. I'm going to make sure, you're going to make sure, that if there is a terror attack, that the people involved are brought to justice, because our government is aiding and abetting. Do you agree with that?
Well, absolutely. And also, remember, the agenda here is eliminating Christians from the Middle East. Every one of these countries, going from Libya across through now into Syria and Iraq.
Egypt, all of them.
Egypt. The war on eliminating Christians from the Middle East is one point on which the Sunnis and the Shiites agree. And that's going to continue. The beheadings, the killings, the wiping out of populations by ISIS, it's going to accelerate. And I don't think the bombing is going to do any good to Obama's going to be given a chance by the American public. But when this fails to stop ISIS, Obama's got to explain whose side he's on.
That's why he's already saying it'll take years.
Right. Well, the American public doesn't have years, not when the threat is about to cross the southern border, not about when we're on 9/11 and should be remembering how easily and vulnerable the United States is to attack, how many ISIS members fighting today in Iraq and Syria with ISIS came from the United States, were recruited from here, with other sympathizers still in the
United States. But Obama said they're not Islamic.
Right, they're not Islamic. Yeah, well, you know, what are they supposed to be? It was a ridiculous statement.
It's political correctness has become a total joke. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend coming up, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with a fourth hour from the new studio. And right after this one-minute break, Colonel Schaefer highlights its bombshell.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is a new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.